Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
This segment of the show brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, the Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, and more. Welsh Ryan Arena, the place to be this season. Buy tickets, NUSports.com.
This segment is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. Man, were we twitchy today. Very much so. And did we get on the gram and release any information?
I don't know that we were Instagram Live.
Did we retweet anything crazy?
We need to get on that. We probably retweeted quite a few things.
Yeah.
Yes, we like to tweet as much as possible during the show.
We get a lot of angry letters from Mitch that we like to put up. See how anyone reacts. Okay, want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday and all week.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to our executive producer. He does it all. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
I got to do a better job coaching, tackling, quite frankly.
I guess. Okay.
Yes, coach him up.
I think Dustin could do a pretty good job of coaching tackling.
I think he, I mean, I've seen him get up and show blocking technique. So what the hell? Let's thank Ray Diaz. Ray, you work like five men, and we appreciate it. Bless you.
That's interesting. Why is there not a lot of Ohio State quarterbacks in the pros? There's a lot of Michigan guys over the years, but not a lot of Ohio State guys.
I had to punch him in his face.
There you go. A lot of tweaking.
Did that wound you as a Buckeye guy?
No, I'm not wounded by that. I like all things, but I have been an Ohio State football fan my whole life, basically, because my father went to a Notre Dame game against Ohio State and brought the wrong pennant home. And we happened to have the same colors, Tommy Moore football, so we became Ohio State
fans. I just thought it was because Schleister won you some money.
I bet he did.
He bet on himself, too,
I bet. Let's welcome Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi.
Hi, Dan.
Guys, what a joy to see you.
Hello,
and you're
hello.
Holding up, Dan, despite your scotch
I'm
drinking
so
efforts.
Full. I'm so full. What I just am... I can't even begin to tell you what we were transported to Scotland last night, thanks to Edrington and the McCallan group. That we were Shane Reardon and I were guests of McCallan as they were unveiling the Sir Peter Blake bottle of their. And Sir Peter Blake, if you know, is an artist who designed the Sgt. Pepper's album cover. And he's famous for that style of art. And he did a series of labels for McCallan and this partnership with them. And oh my God, we went to Roca Accor Steakhouse last night, and there was just tasting after tasting, pairing after pairing. And the chef from Roca would come out and explain what we're eating and drinking. And whew, just an absolute
sensory. Who was
sensory.
Drunk or you were so shamed? You're
neither still, one.
You say you're full, but are you hungover?
No, yes. No, because
no?
The
it was pure spirits.
The other people in the room, the there were three billionaires who flew in on their private jets for this last night, and that's because there was a $42,000 bottle of McCallan that was available for sale, the one bottle in North America of the 1950 fine and rare cask. And I don't know if it got sold or not, but they
You didn't buy it?
Nah, I thought about it, but then I thought, you know, either kid in college or one bottle of scotch.
The danger there
kid
is
in
like
college.
You're sampling, and then you sample, and next thing you know...
Yeah, that's the idea.
Honey, I got a bottle!
I came home, look what I got. Kids aren't going to college. But the I will tell you this, Shane Reardon has a Molly problem. He's developed a Molly problem.
That doesn't sound good.
I knew this could happen, because the Macallan brand ambassador who walked us through our evening, who was our guide through these scotches, through our journey through this menu, Molly is a recent
Molly was a drug.
Molly was I think she's 23 years old, and she grew up right next to the Macallan distillery.
Oh boy.
Her brother worked in the cask room there, in the rare cask room. Her father is what's called a gilly on the Spey Burn. He is a superintendent of a stretch of the Spey River there. So there she was, and I told Shane, I said, if you can leave this room without marrying this woman, you somehow have screwed up your life completely, and you're going to regret it forever.
So Molly is
I don't think that's very nice.
She grew up 10 minutes away from the Macallan Farm and Distillery.
Okay.
And she said her father's section of the river, being a gilly on the river is a huge deal.
Why would she want to marry Shane?
That's
a
good question.
She absolutely wouldn't. Because if you're in that room, you want to go home with one of the billionaires and not Shane.
What kind of life advice do you give people?
I'm just saying, Shane, you got a family. I'm not. Okay. I was trying to help him out. But she walks us through all of these tastings and for what we are tasting and how to hold it under your chin and move the glass slowly towards your and how to how, I mean
what
oh my god
what do you think of sports
of what of what again?
I watched the Blackhawks game. That's what I did last night.
I told all my group chats, I said, count me out for the next 3.5-4 hours or so, because we're taking a spiritual and
did they thank you?
Sensorial
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right.
Thank God.
Right.
The main response.
Yeah, they said we muted you anyway.
I did watch sports. I like to watch sports. I watch a lot of sports. I'm going to watch sports all weekend. I've got some big stuff going on.
Bulls tonight,
interested
baby.
Interested in the Bulls. Not so much the Blackhawks after watching the Blackhawks. I'm not sure I'm going to keep doing that if they keep this
You kind of have to pay attention, though, because you want to see how bad it could get
before
they're willing to do something.
The fascination of the abomination is never a good reason to
I like that.
Yeah, it is.
I have a fascination
with
the
abomination.
It's a
perfectly good reason to watch sports.
No. Layla, yeah. If you watched the Hawks last night, you saw a lot of abomination.
I mean, is there a bigger contrast in who won the evening than Dan at that dinner and me watching a Hawks game where they still couldn't manage to even lead a game?
Let the record show you were invited.
I was, but at the time I had a standing friend dinner and one of my friends
was invited, but she knew you'd be there.
Well, see, Beth.
So she'd rather watch the Blackhawks.
I was like, I should watch this.
She favored the abomination over that.
I should watch this for the team. I took one for the team watching that stupid game.
I said, Beth, do you want to go to this? And she had some client meetings and couldn't go. And next up on the list was Layla. And then she said, no, I got a friend coming in from out of town. I would love to, but I can't. And then I'm thinking, who really would appreciate this? And in all honesty, as much crap as we give him, I thought Shane, as the sort of the gustatorial guy. And
he's hunting for a wife in your mind.
Here
right?
I could have bagged a billionaire and said, peace out.
Don't laugh. You probably could have.
Yeah,
it's all fun and games until you talk back and have a brain and such.
Yeah.
They don't really like that.
In some cultures.
Let's talk more about me. Did I tell you about my money?
Yeah, that's quaint. Now what?
Yeah, exactly. Those billionaires, they're so obsessed with being rich. No one wants anything to do with them. And the space race. Good God. That's how you're going to lose your money. So.
Yeah, see, I would say something dumb. I'd be like, that sounds like an overcompensation problem.
I was at trip.
Pass me the scotch.
It all is. Yeah, what do you think buying a $42,000 bottle of scotch is?
Yeah, I have a real sarcasm issue
right.
in general.
Never noticed.
Sir, I've seen your spaceship, okay? You've got some things to work out.
So, yeah, instead I watched the Hawks game, which was also not satisfying.
Are you going to watch the Bears? Are you thinking about watching that game?
Yes.
Hell yes.
That's going to be fun.
Fun?
Just fascinating. I think we're going to know pretty quickly. I think they need to open strong. and then keep going.
I like your plan there, Coach.
They got to fight.
The objective is they need to score some more points.
The only curiosity I have really is how the Bucks will approach defending the Bears offense, because if Todd Bowles is as aggressive as he typically is and he wants to throw everything at Justin Fields, the only way the Bears can possibly compete and win this game is if that creates a broken play or a mismatch or Justin Fields.
You got to, come up with a fake punt.
Finds him in man coverage and tucks it and runs 60 yards for a touchdown.
Right. I like the nothing to lose position a little bit. I don't mind the puncher's chance. And if in fact that informs their risk calculus a little differently, I'm cool with that.
I hope they have all their punchers. That's the big problem. They could be swinging and missing pretty wildly.
The better question, I think, at this point is just whether or not you think the Bucks can cover 12.5. And I say the answer is yes.
Yeah, see, that is that's really a lot of points. And did you hear what Joe Fortenbaugh told us, that teams with double-digit projections are 8-0 this year?
8-0?
Including 2-0 by the Bucks.
Yeah, they're averaging 41 points a game at home.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So how do we score 42?
Well, the game's over. Then.
You play four games.
I mean, right.
The game is over. No, that's exactly right. You play four games.
No, seriously. If you're assuming 41 points, the game is over. The game's been played.
If you give up 31, it's over. If you're the Bears, I don't know how realistically you think you're going to score four touchdowns.
Is Jakeem Grant healthy?
He's still on the list.
He's still on the injured list.
Report. Yeah.
He's on the injury report, not the injured list.
No, the injury
reserve.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, he's still capable of perhaps playing this week, but he is not. I think, was he a limited participant yesterday?
Because without him.
He did not practice yesterday.
Oh, he didn't.
Okay. 2 days in a row, Jakeem Grant has not practiced.
It's hard to be fast.
Just curious, why did he come to mind? Because he'll be busy?
Because
he wants to return.
No, because he's a chaos agent. He's a random... When you talk about your punchers...
I don't understand the fascination with Jakeem Grant, because I think that...
He's fast.
He's a maniac.
No, he's a
maniac.
He catches punts in the end zone.
David, he's a loon.
David, he catches punts in the end zone.
He reverses field like three times in a single run and returns from like 4 yards
really
back in the end zone.
No, he's one of the war boys from Fury Road. Witness me! Everything is an opportunity for him to find Valhalla.
He's run quickly.
Yes, but he doesn't care. He's Leroy Jenkins.
He can also fumble a lot or run you into...
That's everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
The potential is endless.
Yeah. I mean, anyone can fumble, but he can run fast.
He can at least be confident.
Yeah, he's that.
They gave up that 6th-round pick for him, so...
He's fearless. They did. I know.
That's still pretty amazing.
What's a 6th-round pick? You can only find maybe a serviceable running back in the 6th round. That's all.
Yeah. Or maybe some cornerback that's being dismissed from some team.
You know where else you can find a running back? Anywhere.
That's
anywhere.
Your takeaway isn't, wow, they did a great job. Look how good Khalil Herbert is. Your takeaway is anybody can do
it. It's a running back. They grow on trees. They fall from the trees. You pick them up off the ground. They're everywhere. There's so many guys from Austin Eckler to Raheem Mostert of, random practice squad dudes that if you just given an opportunity in a crease, they're fine.
So our Tavis Pierce could score a touchdown.
Ryan Nall.
I don't think so.
Maybe not Ryan.
I think there's a gear that certain guys
can block. Ryan Nall had a goal line play.
Yeah, there is obviously more than just picking one off the ground.
When Khalil Herbert runs, you understand why he's valuable. He runs like an NFL running back should. He goes downhill. He makes a cut with conviction. He does have better than average speed. I don't think those are things that you could say about Artavius Pierce, as much as I like the guy.
Oh, he can run.
What about Damian Williams?
Damian Williams, by not vaccinating himself, might have cost himself a professional opportunity.
Well, he certainly did, because a professional opportunity existed for him to contribute in a game the Bears actually need him the last 2 weeks. And his failure to do what he, his failure to vaccinate himself put him in this position.
But the Bears don't care if he's vaccinated or not. It's not going to be something that would prevent Ryan Pace from signing someone.
We know that's true.
Here's the thing, too, is we're also concerned about his general health. Like, people are not... This is not something you easily recover from, especially if you're not vaccinated.
Well, do we know? how unhealthy he's been? Do we know if he's shown any symptoms at all? I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either. I didn't want to speculate on his vaccination status, and I certainly don't want to speculate on his health because he could be unaffected and just
could
have a positive test.
But at least he could be in bad shape.
Or be in a ventilator.
I think, you know, how are you doing is not the worst question in the world.
Great. How are you?
Why can't a little raspy, otherwise fine.
Why can't, I know we can't talk about anything. But hey, how's he doing?
Can't ask that. HIPAA.
Yeah. Heaven forbid we just, is he okay?
HIPAA.
Weren't we asking that about Jonathan Toews for a long time?
Stop prying.
Still asking about him.
Oh boy.
Waiting for him to win a puck battle.
Listen here, Scotch. You didn't even watch the game last night. Yeah,
I taped it. I have it on the DVR.
And you need to not watch it.
That means part of me watched it.
Scotty, what do you have today?
What do we have?
Scotty. Zing.
Beat me up, Captain.
We're running on full impulse power now, Captain.
Just went in doubt. Just talking about your bougie foie gras one percenter.
Trying to get the whoop drive restored. Adam Hoge is going to join us at 10, midday midway at 10:40. We've got a lot of Bears sound for you. The coordinators talked yesterday. Matt Miller on all things football. Joe Ostrowski sets the Wagertainment weekend. And Joe and I've
got unders to bet on.
And all kinds of fun. We may or may not have a new little musical toy that we're going to unveil.
No, can't wait. Have a good show.
Bears.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.